You are tuned into What's the Topic with Nash.
What's up? This is your boy DJ Nash, yeah? Or let me just say, this is your boy Fearless Eagle. I am grateful the fact that you are here, and I hope you're gonna enjoy the show. This is another awesome, amazing show that you should enjoy. And yeah, today we're gonna be talking about something that's really, really awesome and amazing. But before we get into that, I wanna find out, how was your day? How was your weekend? What happened? What went down? And yeah, what are you up to? I really hope your past week was really awesome. And yeah, let me know how each and everything else is going and how you actually moving forward. And yeah, what is basically happening in your life? And I believe that, sure, like it's really interesting. It's really, really interesting. Like, what people experience in life, you know, some of us, we don't get the opportunity to experience other people's stuff, but I believe that the Lord lets us go through things that will build our character, and we were made and born to experience, you know, our character can handle it. So the level that your character is on, you will experience things that will get to that level. So in order for you to experience things that are beyond that level, you gotta be making sure that you're growing your character, which is really awesome, and depending on the Lord himself. So let me know what's happening in your life. Let me know what's new. Yes, what is new? And the other thing that I want to do is, obviously, I want you to let me know what topics do you actually want me to touch on, what do you want me to talk about. And in the past, I've spoken about like a lot of things, different things, you know, like even celebrities and all those things. And I'm thinking maybe next week, sure, I must speak on another celebrity, you know, for those who are not aware of what is happening in the industry concerning your celebrities. So maybe I should touch on another celebrity's life and actually let you know what's happening in the celebrity's life, and also let you know what's happening in the industry that they're involved in. So yeah, send me a message, let me know. If you want to contact me, you can contact me on my personal Facebook page, which is Nash Workaholic Bobo, B-O-B-O. Yes. And if you wanna get me on Instagram, you can get me on What's the 777 Topic. What's the 777 Topic? No space, no exclamation marks, there's no marks, it's just What's the 777 Topic. So yeah, that's where you can get me, Facebook or Instagram, and it's really, really, really amazing. So we're gonna go for a short break, not really a break, a breather, which I love, because I get to get warmed up here. My blood gets to boil, and your blood also is going to boil. Listen to this.
Hi, this is Marlon Van, and you're listening to Active FM.
Word couldn't kill me, made me stronger. High up the spirit, ain't no gods. Yeah. Read that word, come at the comma. Read that word, come at the comma. Word couldn't kill me, made me stronger. High up the spirit, ain't no gods. Yeah. Read that word, comma after comma. Read that word, comma after comma. Riding around with my heart on my sleeve. Yeah, busting around, yeah, we gotta go eat. Yeah, promise to God, yeah, they saw me unleashed. Yeah, heavy the streets, now I gotta go beast. God warrior, I bust cowards. God paint like the White Howard. Chris Tucker, we rush hours. Black car, don't touch hours. Came from the gutter, ayy, heaven to a hustler. I'm just building up my structure, we don't call Ghostbusters. Came from the projects, measuring my sins with a Pyrex. Martinelli, no high tech, I'm messing with the highest. Stay just a flyer, sipping Martinelli, vibing. Ain't no waste of time, ain't no waste of time. Even though they really wanna see me out the gang, and I still remain, still real with the cane. Devil wanna play Joker, turn to Bruce Wayne. Devil wanna play Joker, turn to Bruce Wayne. Word couldn't kill me, made me stronger. High up the spirit, ain't no gods. Read that word, comma at the comma. Read that word, comma at the comma. Word couldn't kill me, made me stronger. High off the spirit, ain't no gods. Yeah, read that word, comma at the comma.
coming back into it, we're going to be looking at issues of life. Now, that is what the topic is. The topic is issues of life. And, you know, people, they experience different types of issues in life, you know, and it's like some people get overwhelmed by it. And, yeah, you sometimes can't even comprehend it in your mind what actually happens. But now, issues of life, how can you actually deal with issues of life? Like, that's basically almost like one of the thing that everyone is asking, how can I deal with my issues of life? You know, how do I actually get over them? How do I overcome them? You know, and things like that. And yeah, the one thing that I can say is you gotta focus on God, because there's issues that are gonna come in your life because God allowed them to, you know. Every single thing you experience in life is because God allowed it to. Now, God is not gonna allow something that you can't handle. It's not gonna send something your way that you won't be able to handle. So that is the one thing that you need to know. Now, what does God say concerning your issues of life? Now, everything in your life, you know, it flows out of your heart. So every issue that you get in life, it flows out of your heart. That's something that you should understand as well. Now, knowing that everything flows out of your heart, what does God want you to do? If you go into Proverbs chapter 20, not chapter 24, I was going to say chapter 24, but if you go into Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 to 27, you'll actually understand what he actually says, you know, God, what God says, you know, what God wants you to do concerning your heart, because everything that you experience comes out of your heart. And what he says is, above else, like above all else, guard your heart. That is what he says. Guard your heart. And he says guard your heart because if you go on into the verse, it says, for everything you do flows from it. So everything you do in your life flows out of your heart. You know, all the issues that you get in your life because of your heart. And, you know, it's all, let me just say, it's all connected to your heart. It's all connected to your heart. It's connected to the decisions that you make. All the decisions that you make, they come out of your heart, how your heart feels. So your heart feels like making this decision, guess what, you make it. So that is basically what happens. So what God is saying is guard your heart. Guard your heart above everything else. Guard your heart. So yeah, like everything comes out of your heart, like everything you experience. And that is basically what happens. And if you go on into the verse, it actually says, for everything you do flows from it. Keep your mouth free from of perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Now, all of those things, like I said earlier on, they are all connected to your heart. And that is why we gotta guard our heart. And every single issue of life, you overcome them by focusing on the Lord. That's the way that you overcome them. And that's, yeah, like from my own life, I can testify to say that that is what I've done. And I've seen, yeah, the issues of life, you know, like actually not overwhelming me. And sometimes it's like they don't exist. Why? Because I kept my focus on the Lord. Yeah. And I guard my heart. And how do you guard your heart? By applying the word into your life, you know, reading the word and everything. That is the awesome thing. So do that. It's gonna work. And let me know what happens in your life, like the change and experience that you gonna have. And the other thing is, give careful thoughts to the path of your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. So make sure that you guard, yeah, your road that you're walking on. You actually examine what type of road are you taking. Like, are you taking the right road or the wrong road? Because if you're taking the wrong road, it's still gonna lead you to places where you're not supposed to be. So yeah, listen to this awesome, amazing track, and after that we're gonna go deeper into the session.
Shape every part of my life into praise. Jesus will stand.
The exceptional new Act of Worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
Resurrection is what we live for, restoring people back to miracles, unfolding, magnificent.
Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
So yeah. From my own self, my own life, I can testify to say that because I've always kept on looking forward onto the Lord's promises and keeping myself into His word and planted, I have reaped a harvest and benefited in terms of guarding my heart. And yeah, there's issues that come along, you know, and you get to understand that it's the devil that is attacking and is the one that is trying to take you down. And the one thing that you gotta do is have someone there in your life that is willing to tell you no. And what I mean by that is have someone who's willing to disciple you. Not a mentor, a discipler, a father, spiritual mother figure, you know, a spiritual father or a spiritual mother. So get planted into a church and get someone who's gonna actually be able to disciple you and tell you this is what you're doing wrong and this is what you're not supposed to do, so don't do this, do that, and make sure that it's according to the word. That is why you also gotta be making sure that you are planted in the word. So it's like really interesting, it's really awesome, amazing, mind-blowing stuff. And all the issues of your life, I'm not saying you won't have issues, they will come, but you're not going to be experiencing the effect on the scale that you're going to experience it when you are not planted into the word, when you are not with God, when you are not focused on God, when you are not guarding your heart, you are not watching your lips. And you know what's interesting? Everything you experience in life, right, comes out of your heart. And if your heart is not guarded by the word, what you say will be chaos. It's gonna be chaotic, and what you do will be corruptive, disruptive, you know. Yeah, even what you say can be this corruptive, I mean. But everything that you'll do will be negative. Sometimes you might do something with a good intent, but because your heart is not guarded, you misinterpreted the situation and you did the right thing at the wrong time, and then you got the wrong effect. You see, compared to when your heart is in the right place, your mind is in the right place, and everything of yours, you know, you basically discipled and all those things, you get to be in a position where you don't experience the effects on the scale that you are going to experience it. Why? Because Jesus is there, He's experiencing the effects for you, He's minimizing it, and you're more focused on Jesus and not yourself, which is really, really awesome. So that is what we meant to be doing, yeah. Meant to be doing that, and it's really, really amazing and really, really awesome. So yeah, make sure that you're guarding your heart, you focused on the word, focused on the Bible, and you'll see the what can I say the benefits of you doing that. Because we're not really here to benefit, you know, from us doing what the Bible say. We are here because God chose us and He appointed us and He anointed us to go and do His work, and it's the best privilege to actually be in His team doing His work. Imagine, everything that He owns belongs to us. So that is the one thing that we gotta do, and guard your heart. Yeah, guard your heart. And yeah, you know, there's people that obviously have questions like, where does it say you must guard your heart and all those things. And if you don't believe me, go read Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 for yourself, where you'll see it says it is necessary for you to guard your heart, because your heart is extremely valuable. If we don't guard the heart, we don't basically guard worthless things, you know, like everything you don't guard, it's worthless to you. So when you got your heart, you're doing an awesome thing. So do that.
Hi, this is Pastor Mike Sadie from Hillsong Church in Pretoria, and you're listening to Active FM, where Christ's music is hot music.
Okay, so this is the last session where we basically closing, and in the closing, I would love to give you 10 of the most pressing life problems, but I'll just mention 5 of them and obviously give you the answer at the end of all 5. Now, the first one is improving your money situation. People have a lot of issues, you know, concerning money problems and all those things. And if you go into the word, it says the Lord knows everything you need every single day. He knows whatever amount you need for that specific day. So do not worry about tomorrow or the future or anything like that. Focus on the day that you are alive and awaken. So for today, focus on today and you'll see the Lord will provide everything. Second one is increase self-esteem or self-confidence. Now that you don't need to worry about that, because all you need to do is place your confidence in the Lord and everything else, if anything goes wrong, it's God who's gonna take care of it. You do what God wants you to do and don't worry about your self-image, because you got the image of Christ. Christ is identity. That's why you're God's child. Third one is develop the mindset of personal growth. Now, mindset, identity, you know, all those things, purpose and all those things, they are all found in Christ. When you accept Christ, you accept all of those things, the purpose, the identity, the mindset, everything. It's improved. You are restored and so it's like really awesome. And then the fourth one is improve ability to focus clearly. That's what I'm saying. If you keep your mind on the Lord, He's going to take care of all of those things. Even your relationship is going to improve. You know, yeah, the fifth one is your relationships. So even that's going to improve. So basically, focus on the Lord. Guard your heart with the word, and you'll see the benefits of life. So don't forget to catch us on www.whatsthetopic.co.za. I'm kidding, not that one, but I am thinking of making a website like that. But the Active FM shows, you can catch them on www.activefm.co.za, and then you can go on to Iono FM and search for Active FM. You'll find us there, and you can also get us somewhere else, which is like really, really, really awesome, which is Facebook. Facebook is /ActiveFM777. You can get us on Instagram. In fact, the main place that you should get us on is the website www.activefm.co.za. Go there, you get all of the stuff. It's gonna send you to Iono if you want to go to Iono, or you can get the shows from the website itself. I'll see you next time, next week, same time, same place. Depending on when you're listening to the show, if it's in the morning, good morning next week and today. If it's in the afternoon, good afternoon next week and today. If it's in the evening, good evening next week and today. So I'll see you whatever time you get the show. Peace out and God bless. Stay
Christ
here.
Music is hot music.
Christ music is hot music.